Chapter 4. In Kian's tower room, Father stared as if Kian had grown a second nose.
Siege?
Kian almost chuckled despite his bad mood. Raid Lantek, preeminent member of the Grand Assembly, prided himself on his network of spies. Well, they'd clearly failed him here.
Ridiculous! Raid protested. The Tracelands has nothing to do with Parnay. Or Bilal!
Ella said new ores have been discovered in Parnay. Ores that can be used to create weapons. Ores dangerous enough that Bilal is preparing to attack Parnay for them, while Istgard and Sifra will fight to protect their own interests. Garbed in a comfortable tunic, boots, and a cloak, Kian buckled a dagger onto his sword belt. After checking his sword, he gathered a spare tunic, sandals, a small tarp, a cooking pot, his flint and metal fire kit, fishing net, and packets of dried fruits and meats, and shoved them into his knapsack. The Infinite will allow Parnay to fall.
The Infinite!
Raid pursed his lips and looked up at the tower's roof beams. Kian ignored his father's disdain. Though Raid and Aura Lantek refused to believe in the Infinite, Kian hoped to eventually change their minds. Finished packing his gear, he pulled about a third of the coins from his pay bag, dropped them into the pouch slung from his belt, and handed his father the balance. I promised Mother I'd make restitution for the damage to her garden. Here's the initial payment. Raid blustered.
We don't need your money. It's a matter of honor, sir.
Have you seen the garden?
Of course not. Your mother ordered it curtained off for this evening.
Did you get rid of that destroyer?
Raid looked hopeful, not quite managing to disguise his loathing for Sith.
I've left Zith with Ella. She'll ride him to Parnay.
Oh, well, I wish them a good journey.
And glad to see them go, Kian knew. He slung a water skin over his shoulder, then landed a fist on Father's shoulder and gave him a ferocious hug and farewell. Raid thumped Kian's back.
Let's go find your mother.
Downstairs, Kian halted Mother's reception preparations just long enough to kiss her and murmur,
I'm sorry. Father has my first payment for repairs to the garden. I hope to see you in a week or so. Until then, be safe.
Aura's big gray eyes misted.